This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Would you like to learn to fly? How about without a plane? If that sounds impossible, meet Little Apple Aerials. This company's talented staff demonstrates aerial arts and teaches participants to do gymnastics up in the air, complete with a sensation of flying. It's today's Kansas Profile. Damien and Heidi Hilton are the founders and owners of this remarkable business known as Little Apple Aerials. Damien grew up at Great Bend, where he enjoyed athletics. I was picking up a friend after my high school basketball practice, and he was at the Barton County Community College facility working with the Barton cheerleaders, Damien said. Damien tried it and became a Barton yell leader. Damien went on to K-State. One of his Barton cheer partners was on the cheer squad at K-State and talked him into trying out. Not only did Damien make the squad, he went on to become assistant coach and then head cheer coach. While at K-State, Damien got a job managing the Manhattan Gymnastics Center. He also coached youth sports. The gymnastic elements of cheerleading became a passion and then a profession. One athlete that Damien was coaching suggested that Damien call her sister Heidi. "Of course, I didn't do it," Damien said. But when Damien and Heidi met later on, they made the connection. Heidi and Damien married in 2004. Heidi grew up in Manhattan and attended K-State, where she became the featured twirler and then a classy cat for the K-State band. She was also a professional dancer who would later tour cross-country with the Music Man troupe. In 2005, the K-State Dance Department hosted a guest artist named Joshua Carlson. They needed an expert, Damien said. At one point in the performance, he wanted a dancer to fall from a 20-foot-high ladder. The K-State dance staff said, "Maybe you better call Damien." Damien and Joshua became good friends. Joshua helped Damien and Heidi learn more about the art of aerial performance as practiced in circuses in Europe and Asia. In 2010, Damien and Heidi started their own business called Little Apple Aerials. The company offers aerial performances for special events plus classes in the art of aerial gymnastics. Just as gymnasts have routines, aerial gymnastics also perform but do so while suspended in midair. The motion can be like flying. "Our aerials will swing, fly, drop, and ascend," Damien said. "They will do drops but never fall," he said. "Safety is top priority. We will never have someone perform a move high in the air that they haven't done hundreds of times on the ground," Damien said. The Hiltons also set up a business called Cheer Excel to assist school cheerleading squads. Little Apple Aerials performs for parties and other events. "When I started, I was used to being the guy underneath holding the girl up safely," Damien said. That changed with time. At one performance, Damien was pulled upside down 35 feet up in the air by a chain motor, and then Heidi performed a routine where she lay laterally across his feet. "We were the featured aerialists for the show," Damien said. Damien and Heidi have trained with professionals at Cirque du Soleil at Las Vegas in Florida. Their son Aiden and daughter Daisy now perform with them also. Damien and Heidi have performed at various locations, from an audience of thousands at Century 2 in Wichita to a cheer camp at the rural community of Weskin, population 341 people. Now that's rural. The Hiltons perform and train such techniques as silks, surceaux, cordelisse, and Spanish web. In June 2020, they will offer their second annual circus camp in Manhattan, where kids can learn the skills of acrobatics, juggling, clowning, and more. For more information, see www.littleappleaerials.com. For information on the camp, see www.littleapplecircuscamp.com. Would you like to learn to fly? How about without a plane? We commend Damien and Heidi Hilton of Little Apple Aerials for making a difference by training people in the aerial arts. I hope their business continues to take off. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.